Welcome to Plus One, where we tell stories about the Apache Software Foundation. Today, I am speaking with Lenny Primack, who is a PMC member on Apache Shiro. Now, this isn't the first time that we've talked with Lenny, and it's actually, I think, the third time we've done a recording about Shiro. I was looking back through the archives. We talked with Brian Demers in 2020, and then a little over a year ago, we had a conversation with Lenny about a new version that had come out at that point. But today we're going to be talking about 2.05, which is the new release that came out, a little over a week ago.
Great to be here. Thank you. Thank you, Rich. And a bit of news. It's not official quite yet, but I've been elected the PMC chair of Apache Shiro as of about a week or 2 weeks ago.
Congratulations. And that will be confirmed in the board meeting on Wednesday. So congrats on that. Shiro is now 15 years old and still regularly putting out new releases. Tell us something about this new release. What is new and how will we take advantage of it?
Release 2.05, it's a minor version number. However, we are always looking to fix bugs and introduce new features as community basically is dictating what we're doing, which is fantastic. We have a lot of new issues and new feature requests that come up. It's basically how open source is supposed to be, which is fantastic. The actual users are looking at bugs or new features, and we're implementing them. A major feature or a major bug fix in 2.05 is Spring Boot integration. We actually had a few problems with Spring Boot 3, and the community is very vocal about that. I had a pleasure of working with Josh Long, who is a Spring developer advocate. We sat down for about 4 hours, and we knocked out three major issues with Spring Boot 3 integration. So Spring Boot 3 integration is a lot better now in 2.05 than it was in 1.0 or 2.0 in general. So that is an amazing, I think that's an amazing achievement. And thank you, Josh, for working with the Shiro team to figure all that out. Before I go to what's next, I just want to recap and reintroduce a couple of unique features of Shiro and why it's a great library to use in 2025. There's a couple of unique features in Apache Shiro, which is wildcard permissioning, which is pretty unique in the industry. So basically, instead of assigning hard-coded permissions to all the web pages or all your resources, you can use wildcards. For example, you can do outside email for some resources, but only like quote-unquote inside the organization email on others. So you can do that with the wildcard permissions, or you can open up, let's just give you like a printer example. If you can only use printers in, you know, the office number 225 for this class of users. So things like that, you could just invent whatever permissioning scheme you want for your organization. It's quite easy to do that. And it's quite easy to express it in the with the wildcard permissions. And also, one of the Shiro's greatest features is its simplicity of configuration. There's only one file, shiro.ini. You put that with your application, and for most applications, it's less than a page long, and it's really easy to read, and it's just in one place. A lot of other security frameworks, you have configuration in many different places. Here, you just look at one place, it's there, it's easy to read. That's a beautiful feature. And another unique feature in Shiro is the form resubmit feature, which is available, which is the brand new feature in 2.0 release. So what that's all about, if you're filling out forms, for example, in your little enterprise application or a big enterprise application, if your forms get big and you have people walking away from lunch or to lunch while filling out the form or to the bathroom or something else came up, your social media blew up or something. And then you come back to the form and you go ahead and submit it and you figure out that you've been logged out of the website because of inactivity. So with Apache Shiro, that is no longer the case. If you're logged out for an activity with Apache Shiro, it saves your forms. So when you log back in, it'll resubmit what you have, or it'll get you back to exactly where you were before, automatically with zero configuration. That is also a unique feature that Apache Shiro has. So about the future, we are working on 3.0. That should be released sometime in 2026. At least that's the plan right now. And what that does is gets rid of a lot of legacy stuff. It'll have native support for Jakarta EE 11 or 12, if that's released by then. It'll have native support for Spring Boot 3 with everything fixed. Thanks to Josh for pointing us in the right direction. 3 will be still compatible with the older versions, but all the quote-unquote legacy stuff will be, we're going to remove a lot of legacy in Shiro 3. Something else, how do you get started with Shiro? And that's a little bit, quote-unquote, off-site. We're going to be updating the documentation with that really soon. Right now, in order to get started with Shiro, it is not a straightforward process. It's still pretty easy, but it's not like one click and go. I've created a website called start.flowlogix.com. And if you go to start.flowlogix.com, you can download a project immediately with Apache Shiro pre-configured. So one step, you can even do a curl command or a Maven command or whatever. And we're planning to put that feature into Shiro 3.0 when that gets released. So, but for now, it's on my company website. Again, it's all Apache licensed and open source. So it's just that it didn't make it into the 2.0 release. So that's just makes it a lot easier to start with Apache Shiro. And I believe I hit all the major points now.
What opportunities are there for people to get involved? I noticed that it's still a fairly small project, 15 years on, but security is top of everybody's mind. So where can a new contributor get involved in your project?
So we're looking for contributions. The couple of things, documentation always needs contributing. So if you go to GitHub issues, there are a few issues that are really easy to do. They're obvious, they're easy to do. We're welcoming any contribution. It should be self-explanatory how to do those. So contributions are welcome. And we're hopeful that we have plenty of contributions from the community lately. And we just continue to, we'll continue on track with the new contributors. We're glad to accept any new contributions.
Well, thanks once again, Lenny, for talking with me. And I look forward to talking with you when the 3.0 version comes out.
Awesome. Me too.